Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hi, Ms. Nicole.
Oh, hey, Ms. Linda, how you doing? I like your hair.
Thank you. I'm sitting here eating Mr. Goodbar and reading the paper.
Sounds relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I made some cupcakes earlier. I just felt like baking. I don't know who's going to eat these cupcakes, but I made some. And I tested one, and it was really good. And so now I was like, I better log on so I don't fall asleep.
There's no K. K won't be here, and Gary won't be here.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, Carrie, and I haven't heard from anybody else.
Okay. Put that down right now.
Okay. And the new member, she wasn't sworn in, but she had something else anyway, so she wasn't going to be able to attend.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
And hopefully I got Eleanor. I don't know what's with Eleanor's. I don't know. But me and Eleanor, we've been going back and forth since Monday.
Oh my goodness. That's too much.
Yeah. So, and I had told her to try to, you know, come in early.
Right.
Just so that it, you know, make sure it worked and whatever, and she didn't, so
does she not have Zoom? Like, she doesn't have a Zoom account at all? Like, she hasn't signed up for anything?
I have no idea.
Because sometimes, even though I have, like for here, you know, I sign into my actual Zoom account, you know, just so that I don't have any issues. Because sometimes when I don't sign in, even if I do click the link, I get kind of tech issues, you know, and then my name always shows up really weird. It's always something.
I guess my whole thing was, one, we've been doing Zoom since, I know, June, July.
Right.
She hasn't had any problems. And two, she was sent what everybody else was sent.
Yeah.
So I got you, John. Now I did find an error, and I did tell her that today. The Monday meeting, I typed her email address wrong. So that's why she had some issues. But I tried to do like a test with her on Tuesday, but she was doing another Zoom and she didn't get it and whatever. So like I say, hopefully, and we talked yesterday and we talked today, and hopefully it works.
Well, we shall see.
Well,
but this isn't a webinar, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. I see it at the top. Okay.
Yeah, that's when we first started doing, when the city first started doing Zoom, the IT guy sent us like Dick and Jane instructions. Okay, here she comes.
Yeah.
It worked. Woo!
Well, Linda, the one you just sent now to both of my emails, that was the old format. That did not say join a webinar. That was the old format that I've always been able to use before. So, but you say.
Well, I'm glad that you got in.
Yeah. It worked when you were here. I don't know.
Hallelujah. Nicole, you look really, I love that. Great look.
That, you know, thank you. That's so funny. I did this picture in like 2014 in my friend's kitchen in New Jersey at like 3 o'clock in the morning because we were delirious. And our husband is a photographer. And so we were just all sitting in the kitchen talking, playing cards, and he pulled out the camera. And then I was just like, oh my God, get the camera on my face. And I was just playing with my hair. And he sent me that, and I was like, that's amazing. I'm going to use it forever.
That's amazing.
It's great. It's very mysterious looking.
Yeah.
Eleanor, I told Nicole, no K and no Gary.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay. All right. We don't have anybody new yet, do we, Linda?
No, and the new, we do have a new commission member, but she wasn't.
Wasn't sworn
as,
in?
She hadn't been sworn in as of the other day. Yeah. And then, but I had reached out to her to invite her to participate. She had something else tonight. So yeah, she'll be with us hopefully February.
Okay, that's good. Hey, listen, I just got a call from my daughter's father-in-law is a doctor. And my son-in-law just called the Mercy. If any of your doctors are in the Mercy system, they just 5 hours ago opened up signing up to get the COVID shot.
For anybody?
Well, yeah. I don't know whether you have to be a
in
Mercy
a category.
Well, you know, 65 and over. Mm-hmm.
Both categories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have to have a connection to Mercy. Our doctor's at Mercy, so.
Yeah, see, mine are St. Mary's, SSM.
You know, that actually went out, something went out. One of the teachers at the
school. Hi, John, there's Eleanor.
Hey.
Yeah, somebody just sent something out at the school, too, about a sign-up, and I wasn't going to be first in line to be getting no vaccine right now anyway, so. I didn't even really read it. I won't be signing up, no
problem. I'm happy. I said I didn't want to be first in line, and my daughter got all hypered up. All I meant was I wanted some people to get it first to make sure people's noses didn't fall off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or they didn't turn green.
Right, right. And she thought I meant I wanted to wait a year or something, and she was frantic. But anyway, I'm happy.
I'm still waiting to see, make sure that nobody's growing extra fingers and toes,
right,
and
right. And
coming out of their eyelids,
yeah,
out of their eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. She's okay now. Although, to tell you the truth, you know, I still think that there's lots of people that should get it before 65 and plus. I mean, teachers, grocery store workers.
Yep.
I mean, my exposure is very limited, but my daughter is all hopped up about it. She didn't let us come for Christmas because she was afraid they would give us germs.
Yeah.
I understand,
but I would not be trying to be first in line in the 65 plus category except for that.
Right.
So,
Well, I have to say, I found out the other day that the VA is starting to give, you know, these things. And there's a way in which I often think just because I'm a veteran and served in a war doesn't mean I should have to get to go. I mean, you know, but on the other hand, as opposed to like dying, well, all right. You know, if this is where you want to do that, thank you for serving your country thing. I'm actually kind of good with that, actually.
Yeah, I'll pass on some other stuff, but I think I'll go on and do this.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about, you know, a free sandwich at Arby's on Veterans Day, but this thing, yeah, I'll take this thing.
Well, before everybody else gets here, my son-in-law just called. I'm going to go tell my husband. That's what.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Probably
and
just 30 seconds.
Coffee this late at night, I probably really wouldn't go to bed until this time tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I was going to dance class or something, I've been worked it off. But yeah, I think I'm going to pass out as soon as we finish.
Well,
like 7 o'clock. Can't we go earlier?
That's why I'm like, I got everything
ooh
bagged up. So
ready
I can just walk out the door.
Right.
Turn the alarm on. Keep my head on a swivel. Because I'm off tomorrow.
Nice.
And I'm
off Monday.
And we off on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Monday's good.
Yeah.
By the way, you're wondering about me having a cup of coffee. I stay up till 0:30. There's an old military expression.
Yeah.
So
see,
right now.
Carol.
Well, come on. She said, please stay home. God, save us all.
Really?
Amen.
So I'm like, we don't have to talk real long.
What is with everybody with the pictures instead of their smiling faces?
She just doesn't have her camera on yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have my camera on, but I'm just going to have my smiling face on right now.
Why ain't we going to see your face? I ain't seen you.
Because
November.
I don't have my makeup
on. Girl, please.
She says she ain't got that face on.
Don't I brought out my whole COVID beard.
Don't have me spit this candy out.
I did just go put makeup on.
Hi, Marion. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hey, John.
Hey.
John.
Yeah, I got my whole COVID beard out, and you know, my hair I haven't cut in 6 months, so you can come on out without that makeup.
Yeah, John. Ho, ho, ho. You got to save you for Christmas for 2021.
Really?
I like that Santa Claus beard.
Yeah.
You should take pictures now. Take pictures now, and then you'll have your card all ready for next year.
Hey, John, at the moment, you've got a harem.
Really?
Oh, I do, don't I?
Really?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a long time since my wife has been jealous of much of anything.
It looks good on you.
It does look good on you.
Yeah, it's nice.
It does look good.
I ain't noticed. I thought you always had that beard.
Not that long.
It's not been that long.
Very distinguished.
It really fills in, you know. He's
yeah, you look like a distinguished British... Distinguished British gentleman.
You look like a writer, John.
Yeah, there we go.
So I'll tell you a little story about why my wife isn't jealous anymore at all. So just before I retired, I'm walking down the hall, right? And I see this lovely young colleague, very young woman in her 20s. And I have, you know, the fantasy. And I sit and think to myself, oh, you know, if I was just 10 years younger and not married, and I thought to myself finally, God damn, if I was 10 years younger and not married, I'd just be old, or 20 years younger and not married, I'd just be old enough to be her father instead of her grandfather. And that's why my wife isn't jealous.
Like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Whatever.
Ooh.
So how are we doing on a quorum here?
Hey, Wilmetta.
Good, because there's Wilmetta.
All right.
Hey, Wilmetta.
Seven.
Hi, everybody.
You got seven, so I think one more.
One more, all right.
Hey, Linda, you know Richard's not going to be here, right?
No.
No, he's excused still dealing with his mother's.
Okay, yeah, he didn't reach out.
Okay,
Kay out there?
No, Kay, no Gary, no Rick.
What about Winnie?
About Nicole.
Normally, okay. Winnie's here.
And Nicole is on.
I'm right here.
The only person we're waiting on is Winnie.
Well, who's taking notes?
Nicole.
Yeah.
I was in a meeting the other day where Winnie was there. So.
Confusing me, Nicole.
Yeah, she was here Monday.
Yeah. That right. That one. Yeah.
Right. And she didn't indicate that she wouldn't be here.
No, although, let's see, Gary, of course, just sent that thing out today. And
here comes Winnie.
There she is. All
There's right. Winnie.
Hey, Winnie.
Hey, Winnie.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm here this time.
Hi, Eleanor. I'm just trying to join in the way that I usually join Zoom.
Uh-huh.
By putting in the ID number and the passcode. I could see all of you. I could hear you, but you could not see or hear me.
No, and Wilmetta just went away.
Oh, so then I turned
her screen off.
But I think her audio is still on.
Yeah,
and went
she, just,
the
she just turned her screen off.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, shall we jump in?
Yeah.
Let's jump.
Shall we take roll or who's taking notes, by the way?
Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we take roll in the usual manner?
You know what? What do you have to take roll for? She can just go across the screen. And
well, I was just thinking exactly that. All right, we'll just. okay, approval of the last minutes, which you have in your packet that Linda sent us.
Yes.
Anybody want to add or subtract anything?
Here comes Bowayne. Hi, Bowayne.
Yes, hey, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. Not add or subtract anything, but just a few corrections. Under citizens' comments, the third line, eight-part series with 4 of 8 muralists, just plural, add an S.
Okay.
Under the treasurer's report, the last line there, last entry, add an E to Richard's name, Mr. Massey. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then under public art, the very last line of that, acclamation, A-C-C-L-A.
I knew you would say that. We good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please make note of that, and all those, can we get a nomination for a nomination?
Motion,
thank you. Y'all want to do this thing? Just say yeah.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes with the
correction.
With the recent updates.
Right.
I second.
Okay, all those in favor?
I'm sorry, who second?
Marion, second.
Kenny, did you second?
I did.
Oh, Marion.
That was okay. Marion.
Okay, excuse me for being flip. I take I don't think we have any citizens to make comments, right?
Wait a minute, did we vote? Did you have all those in favor?
I'm sorry, I thought we did. All those in favor?
Aye.
I have to abstain. I wasn't at the last meeting.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Okay. This report will reflect transactions for the months of November and December. For the general fund, the opening balance on 10/30 was $10,839.54. We had no deposits. There was one payment by check to Walmart florist in the amount of $155. That was for flowers for Melcine. And 2 withdrawals, our $10 annual registration fee with the state of Missouri and our monthly bank fee of $5. So those expenses left us with a balance on 11/30 of $10,669.04. Opening with that balance for the month of December, we had one deposit, which is an annual charitable contribution that we received from Lewis and Jean Chase in the amount of $100. So that transaction, along with our $5 service fee, left us with a closing balance on 12/31 of $10,764.04. For the Levy Fund, we had an opening balance on 10/30 of $19,676.86. We earned interest of 75 cents during the month of November, leaving us with a balance on 11/30 of $19,677.61. Similarly, in December, we earned 75 cents in interest. So on 12/31, we had a closing balance of $19,678.36. For the Starlight Fund, on 10/30, we had an opening balance of $3,359.12. We had no deposits, with our bank fee and paper statement fee of $10 deducted. We were left with a closing balance on 11/30 of $3,349.12. Similarly, we had no transactions on this account for the month of December other than our bank and statement fees. So our closing balance for this account on 12/31 was $3,339.12. The total in all of our accounts as of 12/31/20, $33,875.52. So that's the end of the treasurer's report. I have one comment to make about the RAC grant.
Anybody want to discuss or add anything to the treasurer's report? Okay, let's knock that out. Do I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second? Second? Second. All those in favor?
Who was it, Marion or Carla?
Carla.
Carla?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and Winnie, you said you had a comment you wanted to make.
I do, but on second thought, I think I'll just wait until the report on the Finance Committee.
Okay.
Finance Committee. Mm-hmm.
Okay, staff liaison.
Staff liaison, we're still status quo regarding facilities. I'll chime in and comment when we get to new and old business. But in regards to, what I do, it's the status quo.
Okay. Council liaison.
Oh.
Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. And
Happy New Year.
And I just wanted to say that, no, nothing to update you on with council. I mean, we're still having virtual meetings. Unless somebody has a question for me specifically, there really is nothing to report from council.
Okay. Committee reports, calendar art.
As of right now, our calendar went out. Did everybody receive their calendars?
Yes.
Okay.
I have noticed on social media, well, maybe next door, people, not a lot, but some people have posted that, asking, have people gotten their calendars?
Right.
And I want to say early part of December, people were getting calendars. So it mm-hmm. might be something, because how they send them out is kind of different. So it might be just based on that. But, my thought is you'll jump on next door instead of calling City Hall.
Right, right. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I already had mine at the end of November.
Yeah, it hasn't been a lot.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
So far, we were satisfied with it. There was a few changing of pictures in it, but it turned out very well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think you're to be commended, especially given the difficulty of the circumstances. I really mean that.
Thank you. I'm waiting on to do the next one, 2021.
2022,
yeah.
Babe.
Yeah, 2022. Woohoo! I'm lost.
2022, right?
Three twos and a zero.
Yes. 22.
Well,
that's it.
Are we done with calendar art? Anybody want to say anything about the enclosures or anything?
No.
No.
But I do have this thing. Okay.
Carla have something. What's up, Carla?
I do have a question, comment, and I didn't see it in the minutes from the November meeting, but at the very end of that meeting, I know I'm after the fact now, but at the very end of that meeting, I asked about, we agreed that Starlight Concert would be, Starlight Report would be first. I think, Linda, you said that you just did them in alphabetical order.
Right.
And the reason I asked.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because Starlight always gets, we have the largest budget, but we have the smallest amount of time to discuss whatever is going on.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll just flip it.
Right.
Right. That was what you said.
I did.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
I did. That's,
you did.
Okay. Girl, a whole year didn't pay. Okay, right. I'm making a big note in red right now. I'm clicking my big pen. Flip.
Okay, so, to honor this concern, shall we move Starlight Concerts up to our next item of agenda?
Right, because it won't take long.
Okay, so Starlight.
All right, so with Starlight, we are prepared to go to our venue to do the recording for our virtual concert. We would like to do this in March. And so that's the end of that. So we're going to go ahead and plan for that. It's not going to cost us a thing at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups. And so that's part one. Part two is, Winnie, I have the refund check where we gave the down payment to Profound Sound. And then we didn't have anything last year. So they gave us a refund check, and it is made out to University City Municipal Commission for Arts and Letters.
That's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay. So can I mail that to you or drop it? I want this in your hands. It is in my hands, and I want to put this $3,164 into your hands. Can I drop it in your mailbox? How sure. do you want me to?
Yeah, if you're willing to do that, Carla, because I
the sooner the better.
Things with the mail are kind of goofy these days, so if you don't mind dropping it off, that would be great.
Okay, and please just give me your address.
Okay, it's 207 mm-hmm. Westgate.
Okay. Okay, and do you have a drop-in mailbox?
Yeah, we have a slot right on the front porch, but if you want to ring the doorbell,
okay,
take it. Yeah,
okay, I can do that. Okay,
thank you.
All right, okay, and give me your phone number so I can call you.
Okay,
I don't know where my list is right now, and I knew where it was before COVID, but I don't know now.
it's 314.
Yes.
282.
Yes.
0577.
Okay. All right, so I will call you, and we'll set up a day and a time, and I'll make sure I call you when I'm dropping it off to you.
Great. Thanks very much for that.
Yep. So that's all that I have for Starlight.
Okay, Carla, okay. Can I ask a question? I think maybe mm-hmm. Councilman Smotherson might be the one, but do you know if Arts and Letters are covered, if we, you know, like our virtual concert will be at a location other than a U City location, if that's permissible, or do we have to do something to get that approval, or can't, you know, is that just okay to, or?
I'm not aware of any restriction in doing that. It's the location. I'm not aware of any restriction on that because, again, all of this is new. This is brand new. And so there's nothing that I'm aware of on the books about location or any restrictions in that regard.
And Carla and I have been working on getting either addendum or a new format of a contract or maybe just an addendum so that it will cover virtual activities as well as a situation like this. If you get a pandemic and we've paid you, what are the, you know, how we can get our money back, you know, just like we got our money back this time from Profound Sound. So if anybody has anything to add, you know, Carl and I were working on that. Richard asked us to do that, to come up with a new contract, you know, since we're doing things probably of the whole year, we'll be mm-hmm. doing virtual.
Right.
Have you guys had a chance, I'm sorry, Linda, to look at the information that Linda included in our packet about ASCAP, and they have a specific, some specific
section on digital
about digital.
Right. Content. Yeah. I was just letting you know that we had started doing that before we got Linda's packet.
Mm-hmm. Carol, are you going to run your completed contract by the city attorney?
Well, that's what, you know, we probably have to since, you know, we had to run that food truck contract through the city attorney. I wasn't here originally when Linda's contracts were going on, but I would imagine that, you know, for anything like that, to make sure that we're all covered,
right?
You know, good. that we would have to do that.
So yeah, so whenever you get a draft of it, I'll submit it to Darren, who'll push it up.
Okay. I don't know if this should come under this topic at this time or not, but we've had, I didn't even know what to really say about it beyond the fact that we've had this application come kind of across our desk about the summer concerts, the band concerts.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the Tuesday thing, right, so to speak. And I don't know quite where to take this discussion beyond the fact that this has, for lack of a better term, come across our desks and seems that it will in the future come under our purview.
Correct.
I say that more informationally, and, you know, I mean, I don't know where quite to take this discussion, but, you know, we do have this application from Ann Winkler.
Right. I just included it in your packet, and I know we had discussed it on Monday, and just so that the commission was aware that they were looking to do the summer band concerts this summer. But I know Winnie had spoken about definitely getting some type of agreement together, and it might be to where they have to come before the commission. This is what we're looking to do. You know, it could be informational only. It could be that the commission votes on it because they fall under Arts and Letters now.
Sure. Okay.
I at the executive meeting, I don't think, did we assign someone to get in touch with her and say, hey, it's nice you want to do this, but you got to do A, B, C, D, E first?
We didn't. We didn't.
Yeah, we need somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of quasi, I mean, that's fine, but I guess it's kind of after the fact. Because, I mean, they pretty much, in essence, they went to the city manager to make sure that their dates got on the calendar.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it'd be after the fact if they don't comply with something that we need.
But you have no agreement with them. You know, when they came and the commission agreed that they would be, quote unquote, an umbrella under, then that should have been, okay, we need to get some kind of agreement signed saying that prior to your X, Y, and Z, you need to present your whatever to the commission. And you didn't.
Right, so we met with probably three representatives of that, of the summer band, probably a year and a half to 2 years.
It was back in June. It was back last June.
Yeah, yes. And so at that time, we said we'd like certain items from you. And that just was not ever finalized. So
right.
We don't have a formal agreement with them. So the fact that they've gone ahead to get their dates on the calendar, that's good. But until we get a formal agreement with them, this is not, it's not definite. You know, the concern before was that if they did not come under the purview of Arts and Letters, they were going to be treated like any other organization seeking to rent space in the park. Okay, so they're going to have to pay a big old fee for that. And then any other fees that applied. And so that was their desire in becoming kind of a subsidiary of Arts and Letters, but right. It has not been finalized.
Well,
and so that yet needs to be done.
Yes, the question is we need to figure out who's gonna do that, and they're seeking our help. They don't wanna cooperate with us. You know, as you said, we have no agreement. We can say, hey, we don't know what you're up to. We're not sponsoring you. They need to be responsive to us, but we need to figure out who, and I don't wanna do it. Who it is that, because I know that's coming. I don't want to go. You know, we need to figure out who's going to write them and say, okay, we got to get this hammered down before we can really sponsor you.
But then, I mean, I would think, don't you, you need to determine what you want from them? You know,
yeah,
something in writing.
At notes and, Yeah, I can pull those notes together from that meeting, what we were seeking from them. But to my knowledge, we never received that. And then I think the person who was in communication with them was Gary. So I, you know, as president of that.
Yeah, time. I don't remember. My mind is such a blank. How, you know, I knew to put them on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Where did I get that from? I mean, I could look back into something old to see where I, that first came, what first email I received or whatever to say they'd like to go under arts and letters.
Hey, Linda, do you know if the parks are going to be open this summer for activities like that or?
Right now, don't know.
Right.
Right now, we met everything like picnic pavilions. Everything's on hold right now.
So in terms of our next steps with them, I would be willing to look for the notes that I have from that meeting. And then I guess I would ask John if you would be willing to be in contact with them.
I was just about to say that you and I can work together on this thing if you want, in any way you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just give me, you got my home phone number, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you also got my cell, too. So yeah, just get the notes, see what we need to ask them, and I'll be happy to join you in doing whatever's appropriate.
And from what Linda or Winnie, I already forget, was saying, I think you should contact Gary, who might have some additional knowledge.
Insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when we voted on that, they came and they said that they really didn't want to, they basically just wanted our name, that they didn't want to be under the governance of us or us, you know, they were going to be their own separate entity, and they just basically wanted to be able to advertise that they're part of U City Arts and Letters. That,
well, they basically didn't want to pay the fees, which makes right sense.
Yeah, that was that. It. That was basically it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so we agreed to that?
We did. We did. We voted on it. I distinctly remember that we said,
yeah. It's in the minutes because I went back and looked. It was pretty much in that. Because I think in the notes it said that Arts and Letters agreed because that would then possibly help when you guys are going for grants because their music is like totally different and it was just another genre of music.
They basically wanted to use our logo on those banners that they post.
Right.
They wanted to use our logo on those banners because they thought they'd get more attention. I just, you know, remember.
Right. And more like for your grants, more different collaboration.
And also, I mean, the Summer Band has been, you know, an independent entity for 100 years.
Yeah. So
they're well formed. You know, they have their rehearsal.
Organized.
They do all their promotion, all of that. So
is that Leon Burke? Is Leon Burke involved?
No, that's the U City Orchestra.
Okay,
yeah, right. That's the Civic Symphony.
This used to be what's her name? I can't think.
Suzanne Schumer was involved.
Yes, Suzanne Schumer.
Yeah.
Well, I used to play in these things when I was a boy, and the U City Symphony. That was before this gray beard.
I mean, that's what I was gonna say. Before the long white beard.
Yeah. It was a couple of 2 or 3 years ago.
Before the Santa gig.
Yeah. I was young once, actually. I know it's hard to believe.
Okay.
If I have it correctly, our next step is not is basically Winnie and I will work together. I'll get in touch with him, and we'll also get in touch with Gary, and gather together. Essentially, what do we need to say to them, and what do we need from them?
Right.
Winnie, will you get in touch with Gary, or shall I?
Oh, I can get in touch with him.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other discussion on this? Okay, finance.
Oh, so we didn't have a finance committee meeting, but this is where I wanted to just include kind of follow-up information about the grant. At our last meeting, I was talking about the whole pre-application process when that was due. And so some members of the commission said that they thought there would not be funding happening this year. So I did kind of just look back at that and noticed that even on their website, they're just saying that they have really limited funding now due to COVID. Of course, they're funded through the hospitality industry, which has been devastated with the pandemic. So they have created an artist relief fund to support artists in need. It looks like they're going to be making an announcement this spring about funding for the next fiscal year. But there's not a process for us to be involved in this year, right now.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Questions? Okay, thank you. Shall we move on to literary committee?
Right, and we've not had a meeting of the literary committee either. I thought I would ask you, John, if you would just update us about anything going on with River Styx, and then we are going to have to convene before too long because.
Right. Well, actually, the 25 words or less with River Styx is kind of like it is with everything else. There's a lot of it that's really up in the air. And I've actually been asked to be on the board of River Styx just the other day, and I'm going to accept. I'll make sure that there's no conflict of interest here, but part of the problem is all the readings now are virtual. Mm-hmm. A lot of the businesses that we would like to think about taking their readings to, yeah, well, you've all been to the loop. You know, I mean, it's hard to say what to do next when so many things are closed, when so much is up in the air. But I have been in touch with them. They like the idea. But there's a kind of, like so many activities in U City, in the world, there's a kind of suspension. Because, there's nothing. It's just one example. If somebody agreed to have the readings for River Styx, well, it would have to be in a year now. Will they be there in a year? You have problems like that. So there's they have agreed they would like to do this, but I know I'm being nebulous, but it is nebulous. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the problem with so many other things. So, but I will be in closer touch with them since I'm going to be on the board. I was on the board before, and I will be again. Their readings The readings right now are virtual. So in fact, they're having their next one next week, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'll be in touch as soon as I have something, frankly, concrete to say.
Okay.
But Great. The idea is still there. It's not like it's lost.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. And then, I think we'll take a stab at least a tentative plan for our literary gathering that had been annual until last year. And we'll make sure that we do that so that we're months out from that. Typically that's held in October. And so backing up many months so that we can share planning with the commission and try to develop a plan and maybe a contingency plan if that has to be virtual as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything else under the topic of literary stuff? Marketing? Is there a report for marketing?
No, I think in Gary's email, he mentioned something about that was going to have to be discussed hopefully when he's able to come, hopefully in February. And as he said something about probably going to have to discuss marketing somewhere at the next meeting.
Okay, public art?
He mentioned that too.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, he mentioned that too, that he indicated that with the with WashU virtual school and they changing their curriculum that the commission may need to look at possibly revamping that whole project, maybe opening it up to the community and kind of maybe breaking away from WashU, just because their curriculum's not what it used to be.
Yeah, he says, I have his email right in front of me here. He says,
pre-COVID, it started changing.
It's basically in two parts, speaking about the project that got interrupted with COVID. I got it in front of me, so I'll just read it. It says, my understanding is that spring semester classes will still be held remotely for the most part, and if not, not sure how this would affect the work, the installations, and all the steps along the way. That's one thing. The second thing here, he says about the about the funding could it be changed to public art in general in U City, like say for example to help out with the Olive Street mural.
Right. Yeah, so that'd be a matter of probably having to go
back to Mr. Ohlendorf.
Yes, back to Frank.
Yeah,
who is that. An intermediary for the Leafy family. And find out if that would be acceptable.
Possibility.
Yeah. So yet another thing that's sort of up in the air because of COVID. Anything else under public art that we need to discuss? Returning artists?
Returning artists, we are on track. Danny Dumain we asked him, he answered, he said yes, he would be our 2020 artist, but then when everything happened, so he did get back to me, and yes, he is still agreeing to be our artist for 2021. I have since been in touch with Carol Ann Cole with the school district, and we're going to move forward with it and do the best that we can virtually. As she said, you know, of course, the school district is doing, I think, virtual kindergarten through eighth grade is still virtual, 2 days in and 2 days virtual, whatever it is. But there's a way that we can work this, so we're just going to do the best that we can and move forward. And it will be in November. As of right now, we are still going to have it. I don't know if it's called Education Week or something. I think that's November 8th through the 12th. And the Wednesday night reception. Although, you know, virtually, that reception may be virtual. So we're going to play it by ear, but we're going to work it. We're going to work it to the best of our ability. But
excellent.
Well, that's all I have for now.
Anything more under returning artists? Okay, two new business. Actually, we sort of discussed this 2021 U City. I brought it up under Starlight Concerts, probably prematurely, but that's all right. Does anybody have anything you want to add to that under new business? Then we'll move on to ideas for the 2022 calendar, which we sort of also kind of discussed.
Only thing I know we discussed about the paintings that was in the loop.
Awards.
So, I mean, I haven't heard anything about how many paintings we have and who is the artist.
Well, let me try and answer concisely, because the executive committee must have spent half an hour talking about this.
Okay.
It's now a non-starter for several reasons. First of all, although we arranged under Mr. Rose's aegis to have the panels stored in the library, and we believed almost all of them were there, many of them are now dispersed and we know not where. Second of all, there were tremendous legal complications with who owns them, what rights does the artist have, et cetera, et cetera. So unless someone has some real good answers for all those real quickly, the executive committee, we just feel it sounded like a great idea. We just feel it's a non-starter. There's just 600 complications with trying to accomplish it.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to add, as Eleanor said, it was definitely discussed on Monday. It's to me, and John reached out to Jessica Bueller, and she did respond back, but she indicated that a couple of months ago she looked and there were more panels there. I don't know where they are. And even as an update, I did an SOS out to the facility maintenance people for the city. Hey, and I took pictures. I went over there and I took pictures and of what all I saw. And I asked our facility maintenance people, because some of them, if not them, their staff, took the panels over. Did you stick them somewhere that I didn't see or whatever? Anyway, one of the park maintenance guys, one of the supervisors, got back to me. He showed his people the pictures and they were like, that was all we had. Mm-hmm. So kind of like Eleanor said, okay, the panels. But again, and as I stressed on Monday, it's not so much about the panels. Because it's about, did John Tiemann take a picture of Marion Reed when she was painting the panel of Breonna Taylor? Because that's what you're going to put in the calendar. Because mm-hmm. right now, you don't, unless they're pictures of the panels.
Right.
You don't know. You got nothing to create a calendar with.
Right. Right.
Oh, and right. I did find out, my memory said that Gary took pictures of...
He did say he did say that.
So okay. It might be reaching out to Gary.
Well, I don't mean for the calendar. I just meant for archival purposes.
Right. But if that's still a thought, it's not that it should, to me, be kicked to the curb, but it's also, it's just like when you would do the calendar and it would be based on... back in the day photos. How many did he take? Which ones are good? Which ones that would be a great picture for the front cover? This one will go great for December type thing. And I don't know if Bowayne is still here, because I remember he was getting Wiley Price. Bowayne, do you know if Wiley took pictures?
He did, but he didn't get enough of the panels, because at the time, he tried to do it twice, and the panels were in certain locations were taken down, just like at the pharmacy on Midland and
right, Boston. Right, right.
So he didn't. There were panels that he didn't get a chance to take pictures of.
But even if he did do some, could they get them? Because as many as you can have to choose from, you know, he might have a fantastic picture of something.
I can check with him.
Yeah, and so I check with Wiley, check with Gary, yeah. if that's a idea that you still want to go forward with.
Would we have to have who the artist was, their name?
Yeah. Yeah. And supposedly, I thought Jessica had information on the artist or a way to contact them or something.
Okay.
Again, that's if the route you still want to try to go.
I don't think so. I think that it's too much, and it's
yeah.
Some of the pictures were of an avocado, so like I don't see how, you know, people would draw whatever they wanted to, you know. So some were relevant, but were there 12 relevant
13.
Ones?
And do we? So we need 13.
Need 13,
and then yes. We have pictures of those. But like, literally, there were some that were nice. But I did see a picture of an avocado, and I didn't.
No, we don't want that.
Put that in there.
Avocados.
That was the conversation that we had on Monday. Yeah, that's what we discussed on Monday.
Well, I think we also need to ask ourselves organizationally, at what point have we gone a complication too far?
Right.
You know, I mean, it started, I mean, you know, we're having all this discussion, all these complications. We don't even have anything in our hands yet.
Right.
You know, and we were having all of these complications and discussions just to get started.
You and know, that's why I started sharing and went on and looked and whatever, because there's a point when I'm involved in this, and luckily we were able to pull it off for 2021. Because we were talking about this real early, and then someone else was supposed to be involved, and so I backed off. Well, that someone else wasn't here anymore, and it was like September, October, and I was running around trying to get pictures. So as I'm going to say, and it's recorded and whatever, I want to have this done by July 1. I want to be able, it's done and ready to submit to somebody. Because one, I don't know who's going to be doing the calendar this year. Got no idea. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm going to be a lot busier this summer than I was last summer. So right. If we want to delay and still decide and I don't know, count me out. And you just
if anyone have ideas, whatever, let you know.
Send it to me when you're done.
Well, if I mean, we were talking about doing the plein air, and that would seem to be pretty easy to go forward with.
But you're doing the plein air again. Do you have pictures?
Yeah, it would be necessary to get photographs.
Right. If you don't have photographs and the high quality, whatever photographs, it doesn't matter. So if you're going to agree, we're going to do plein air, commission's going to do plein air, then that's reaching out to Judy. Hey, how many pictures did you all have? Do you have at least, say, 20?
So I'll be glad to reach out to her and ask.
Okay. So that you could pick, you know, have something to choose from, and that they are of a certain, what's the thing?
Pixel.
Resolution pixel. And
Revolution.
Whatever, yeah. Pixel yeah. or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, need to decide, yes, this is what we're going to do, and then kind of jump on it so that this does not drag on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Eleanor, just let me know if you reach out.
Yeah, I will. I'll reach out to her.
Okay, thank you.
Cool beans. And the other reason why I said this, because I also included in your packet the emails that we've got a consultant, Robin Frankel, that she sent something to the city manager that this project that this woman does, like a year in the city, where she would kind of do the illustrated, and I included some of them in your packet.
Yeah, right.
And if that was a route you wanted to go, then that would be inviting her, because I know nothing other than what was in that email. And I did click on the link, and they were cute. But other than that, I didn't know anything. So if that was another option, then we needed to jump on and get her invited to the next meeting and have her do a presentation and things of that nature. But if the commission's not interested, okay. So, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of like the images, but my first question is about the cost.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Commission somebody to do something like that.
Yeah.
What cost is involved? And would we be paying for that, or is the city going to pay for it? Those would be my questions about it.
Well, I mean, in the past, you kind of haven't. I don't know. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to do this. Why don't reach out to Judy, see what you can get from whatever Judy. If that kind of falls through, then maybe this could be option three. Mm-hmm. Possibly. It's just a fact-finding mission.
Okay.
Type thing.
And John mentioned an idea, this was probably a year ago, of doing a calendar of writers in your city. And I would love to do that. And I think those images would not be hard to find. It's just a matter of, you know, there might be a fee to borrow them, but I think that there would be images pretty readily available.
And I imagine the writers would be happy to have that kind of PR.
Right, exactly.
Oh yeah, nobody's gonna object to that. You know, somebody's gonna be staring at your picture for a month and maybe go out and buy your book. I mean, who's gonna object to that? I also think, as I say, those images would be really easy to find. I mean, a lot of it would be as simple as going and, you know, finding out, you know, send us your PR picture, right. You know, that sort of thing. You know, go to Wikipedia, pull up.
So maybe we put that up in the scheme of things, and maybe that's option three.
It'd be nice, too. I remember, but this might be a complication too far, but if we would have a short excerpt from something they've written.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, a short poem by, say, Howard Nemiroff, just pulling an example off the top of my head, you know, that sort of thing. That too would, or, you know, if it's a prose writer, maybe lift a paragraph, really nice paragraph, and something Stanley Elkin wrote. Elkin lived in U-City, didn't he? As I recall.
Sure, he was my neighbor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know Nemiroff lived over on Yale. So anyway.
I'm putting it down as option three.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that would be something that could be pretty.
What is option two?
Option one was loop art. Option two was plein air. And then I had option three was the year in the city. But that's when they brought.
I don't want the year in the city.
Okay. I had put that as four. So you got a bunch of other options before that.
Okay, and I thought we're not doing Loop in the City.
Right, I was just putting options.
Okay.
So now you're looking at, and I'm putting red stars by it for Will Mehta, plein air, and writers. So those are red stars. I didn't put any stars by those other two.
So that could be our next, if whichever one we don't use this year,
that could be the next
year.
Yeah. Right. So I'm putting green stripe through for loop art and for year in the city. And I have red stars by plein air and writers. And I just wanted to let you all know, while I was sitting here and you all were talking, I've already updated the agenda for February. Starlight Concert is one.
Hey,
are we impressed or what?
That's how I roll. No, that's how, when you getting ready to be 63, stop and do it then, cause I'd have forgot I even talked to you all tonight.
You see,
Carla was already saying, remember last meeting and we said that was going. Girl, that meeting was in November. So I'm like,
we need to move on, but I have to confess that when Winnie said, well, John brought this up a year ago, I'm like, God damn, you remember what I said a year ago?
But seriously.
I don't remember what I told my wife last week.
Right.
Oh, well, anyway.
The other, you do have a new commission member.
Right.
Her name is Cherise Harris.
I really like this woman's resume, too. I mean, a master's degree in music and also a degree in accounting. She not only knows art, she knows good sense, so to speak, or business.
Right.
Did she respond to your invitation, Linda?
She did. She responded. I invited her that night, again, because I can't let stuff go. And she responded to me yesterday or maybe the day before, and she said she still has, to my knowledge, has not been sworn in, but I still invited her. Why are you shaking your head? You shaking it for me?
I'm saying she has not. She has not. I haven't gotten notice that she's gotten sworn in yet, as of yet.
Okay. And but she said she had a conflict and she was not able to attend tonight. she thanked me for inviting her and definitely would be here for February.
Mm-hmm. Given the whole COVID thing, didn't I hear somebody say her swearing in could be as done as simply as going down to City Hall, talking to a reader?
I think they do it virtual. I believe.
You got to do it virtually.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't know how many people got her application. She also put down that she'd like to be on Returning Artists and the Starlight Concert, which I think is great.
Yeah. No, I just sent that to the executive. I didn't send it to everybody.
Yeah, she, for those of you who are curious, she has a master's degree from Rutgers in music and also a bachelor's degree, I believe it is, in business administration as well as work with accounting. So she has this kind of parallel track of accounting, I guess you'd say business in general, and art, means specifically music, which I think is great. I mean, that's like mm-hmm. that's like the resume I want to see coming around here.
Well, maybe we could, if she really has a strong background in business, maybe she could be persuaded to work on marketing.
Yeah, well, I'm just kind of putting out that out there to get you guys, basically kind conniving while she's not here
right.
and planning for her.
You okay. Because I guess I guess Nicole and I are kind of next.
Okay.
Regarding the young artists.
Uh-huh.
Also in your packet, I'm talking a lot tonight. Also in your packet, I included some art. I don't know if you guys remember it. I want to say maybe July meeting, September meeting. It was discussed, brought to the commission there was going to be a contest, an art contest with the students, elementary, I guess all grades. Doing something called Stronger Together, and that was the theme. And what I sent you were the submissions. They ended up, and supposedly the commission had agreed to provide some award money, but it didn't turn out how they thought it was going to turn out. It ended up where it just became a curriculum activity, something within their curriculum. So in essence, they kind of have this art and was looking to the commission for possibly some ideas. This came up at the executive committee meeting, and it was kind of, I want to say quasi kind of, we need to see what the school district is thinking before the commission just goes off and, yeah, you got these pictures, this art, and, yeah, we want to put it on billboards. And that might not be the direction the school district is looking at. So Nicole kind of mentioned some things on Monday. One thing that had been talked about is possibly doing a 16 by 20 size poster with all of the submissions, maybe in a collage or whatever, with Stronger Together and its school district logo, Arts and Letters logo, city's logo, and these posters be put in the businesses in the loop and throughout University City. But that was just something that was tossed around. So Nicole, do you have some more info?
Yes. So I spoke with Monty Clunch.
You got to talk up a little louder.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking to the wrong device. I'm looking at the TV, but I'm over here on the computer, so I'm looking at y'all, but the computer's over here.
Okay.
So let me move my notes. So I spoke with, can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hear you fine.
All right, cool. So I spoke with Marnie Clunch, who is the visual art and head of the fine arts department at the high school. But she's head of fine arts for the district. And so when I was asking her about the project, she basically, when I said, what would you like for the, what is the commission's role? What is the school, you know, what are you guys looking at? She said she would like for the commission to choose the winner, whether it's first, second, third, and then what prize or gift would we like to give? You know, it does not necessarily have to be financial. I know that that's what, you know, ideally, I think that's what it kind of initiated as, but the teachers have been having, you know, difficulty getting the students to actually complete the artwork. They have kits, you know, so they put these, you know, kits together to make sure that all the students have the supplies. But what they've been finding is the students are not necessarily doing the projects. They have these amazing kits and they're having arts and crafts at home, but they're not necessarily doing the projects that are being assigned in class. So they only had a small number, as you guys saw, they only had a small number of pictures that had been photographed and for the teachers to post. So Marnie's saying, you know, the commission, they just want the commission to choose several pictures, the three top pictures. And those images can be used by the district and for a district and city publications. They can be used in the website, you know, just kind of highlighting the student and just kind of leaving it in that virtual realm of things. So that's what she was thinking. And it was pretty simple, you know. So if you wanted to, you know, make a donation, if the commission wanted to make a donation, that would be something. Or if they just want to, you know, promote that artwork, put it on the website and highlight that student, that's also an option. You know, they're pretty open with this.
And then do we need to kind of, so some of them are 12th grade, but then there's like a kindergartner, like you can't necessarily judge those in the same way.
So
it's like one kindergartner, one fourth grader.
Yeah, it's not a lot to choose from.
And that was the big issue, like, overall. I mean, just being in the arts department, that was kind of like pulling teeth trying to get submissions and, you know, the teachers not having anything for the students, like any work that they have uploaded, you know, even with the, now I have not checked the MLK folder recently, you know, for the different artwork that may have been submitted for that. I haven't checked that one since Monday. But yeah, I understand, Wilmetta, like exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then I think on Monday we were saying that because the number is so small, like, is this, you know, the full complement from which they would want us to choose? Would they want to delay until there are any other submissions or?
And I think that's a possibility. I think that is a strong possibility. And maybe towards the end of the school year, there could be a collection of different pieces that have been submitted, you know, throughout the because we're getting ready to start second semester next week, you know? And so the projects that may come next semester, maybe this is something that is done in May.
And if we said we would give a prize, would it give incentive for them to finish their projects?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
If we said there is a possible prize, would that help them maybe finish the project for those who haven't finished?
Yeah, I think that would kind of, you know, amp up the you know, get the kids more enthused about actually completing it, because the visual art teachers, you know, in high school, because see the elementary and the middle school teachers are actually back on site. Now, in terms of the high school, but the elementary school teachers and middle school teacher does it as well. They make these kits and they've done all these ordering. So they go up to the school, you know, throughout the day, and they are putting together these kits of supplies for the types of projects that the students will be doing at home. And I know the big thing for next semester at the high school is printmaking and clay. So that's another thing, you know, where they could actually take some photos of that. And I can even talk to because there's more art. Like the students do have to submit their artistic work, but I think that the number was very limited in terms of as it relates to this theme. You know, like we've seen art, you know, in some of the other classes, because they had to do a breakfast whole thing and they had to do ceramics and they were, you know, making breakfast. And so there was some really cool, Wilmetta mentioned avocados, but one of the kids made really a good avocado toast. It was really cool. And it looked so realistic, you know? But it has nothing to do with that thing, with the theme of together, you know, the young artist mm-hmm. collaborative theme. So those pictures were not uploaded into this file. You know what I mean? So maybe, you know, trying to refine or I don't know the actual theme of the contest. You know, because I don't know what all the art teachers are planning moving forward second semester in terms of the types of projects that the students are doing. You know, that was the first project of the year. They were still trying to get kids to log on.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of one of those type of things. Like, but I do think a great incentive would be, you know, hey, here's this prize. And it doesn't necessarily have to be cash, you know, like a check or anything. It could be something else, you know, we're at home. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe it's a really cool care basket. Maybe it's a movie night special basket, you know, with, you know, a bunch of popcorn and all the movie snacks.
That's
you
nice.
Know, those types of things, you know, just something, yeah. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, those are good ideas. Or maybe
yeah, those are excellent ideas.
A gift certificate from somebody like Dick
yeah. Blitch,
somebody there and yeah. So,
you know, like just those types of different ideas. So, you know, I can take that back to Marnie and, you know, maybe we can talk about different possibilities that could happen and have some additional artwork that can be proposed and added to this so that it
is.
I
just went through these again. I'd like to reinforce something that Wilmetta said. I do think also too that we need to think about levels, you know, levels of, you know, development, like get robust numbers from grade schoolers, middle schoolers, and high schoolers, and then we would choose perhaps, you know, best grade schooler, best middle schooler, best high school, because, you know, you have these kids at these different developmental levels that are really drawing very differently.
Right.
So just a thought.
And then we've got some that, I mean, all you have is the name. You don't even know what grade they are.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So,
okay.
So should I just take that back to Marnie and then yes, be able please. To have something?
Sounds yeah. good.
All right, cool.
Policies and procedures manual. This is a perennial.
Yeah. I actually, the last time, you know, Gary hasn't sent me. He has it physically. So, you know, he said he had to get that to me. I haven't received it. So I'll follow up with him.
Okay, good. Last but not least, any announcements of any sort?
Not an announcement, but I'm wondering, Carol or Carla, do you know anything about arrangements for Richard's mother or... You know, typically we send some flowers or something right. from the commission. You and know. So I've not known exactly how to go forward with that.
Yeah, I have not talked to Richard. I'm sure in almost 2 weeks now. Mm. And so I don't know, you know, these days, you know, you know, every family's doing it kind of different. You know, I think Richard's from a small family. And so one girlfriend neighbor down the street from Richard, actually, who lost her dad, and they had a very small, it was five family members. He was cremated, and the five of them attended his very small service. And, you know, I think maybe in the spring they're going to do, you know, something for family members and stuff like that. But for Richard, I don't know.
And I yeah. did, I sent him a card personally from Kevin and I, and mm-hmm. I did reach out to him, express my sympathies and ask, once, you know, you have arrangements, let me know and I'll let the commission know. and I never received a response.
And same here. I've left several, reached out to him several times, and actually this is the first. He called today, but it was like a 30-second call to say that he's not going to be able to make it tonight. But
I'm looking at it online. It doesn't seem like that there are. Her obituary is online, and it just says,
oh, okay.
Because I guess this is she originally from Chattanooga. It's in the Chattanooga newspaper. Hmm. And it tells you how to send flowers to the family or plant a tree in memory.
Oh, really? Okay.
Can you forward that, Wilmetta? And, you know.
Yeah, forward it to all of us. Where you go find it.
You know, if it, you know, I'm going to, before we'll try one more time, because he, to make sure, since it has been a couple of weeks, if they're still doing something like that, because it may be that we, he may be going to a place that, you know, no one's there.
And they be like, who?
Right. So let me try one, you know, because he, you know, he'll probably want to know how the meeting went and, to see if that's something, you know, that's online that he, that's still acceptable, or
if it's going to be more feasible to maybe plant a tree.
That might be nice.
Right. Okay. And so I'll reach out to him. I'll try tonight and see if that's still something. But it's been actually over 2 weeks, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't imagine they're still accepting flowers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you send that to us anyway, Wilmetta?
Yeah.
Carol,
as soon as you did.
No.
And thanks, Wilmetta, for finding that. Mm-hmm.
Anybody know how things went with Kay?
Kay called me and left me a voicemail. And it was funny because she called me Monday, and she was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to make the meeting tomorrow. And I was like, it's not tomorrow, it's Thursday. But then she ended up emailing me and just saying that she was recovering from surgery, and she just left me a voicemail.
Yeah, I talked to her or texted her yesterday, and it was a very gobbly goopy text. So she's probably still kind of goofy.
Well, at least it seems that she came out okay.
And it's pretty much said there are no events scheduled. So I wish Bewayne, because Bewayne might know, because he and Richard were close. Okay.
Mm. Okay, any further announcements?
Are we done?
Nope.
There being no further announcements, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, second.
Marion and Carla.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye, y'all.
Love you all. Bye. Bye.
Nice to see faces.
Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all. Take care.
I'm looking forward to hugging you all.
Bye. Bye.